I'm a Nelson boy. Grew up here. I didn't know until today, but I had an exotic upbringing because I grew up in Nelson, picked a lot of apples. So good start. So this story starts 2012 Christmas. I was down from Auckland visiting the family, spending time with them at the holidays. My wife to be, Meg, was back in the States being a bridesmaid at a friend's wedding, and my parents sort of mentioned to me that Natureland was looking pretty shaky and was looking like it was going to close. I sort of had a thought about that. Oh, that's pretty sad. And mentioned this in a conversation to Meg, which may have been my undoing. Because Meg, she's been a zookeeper and wildlife rehabber on three different continents. She's worked with lemurs in Madagascar and gibbons in Indonesia, and you know, grew up in South Florida being a gator wrestler and snake charmer. And we met in New Zealand because she'd been brought over here to complete a PhD. So her dream was to create a community-based conservation centre, and it always said to me that Nelson would be a great place to do it. And I went, oh, yeah, sure, that'd be nice. And actually never mentioned Natureland to her because, well, it didn't really come up. So when it did, all of a sudden Meg was going to fix this problem. And so we went about putting a proposal together to the council and sort of suggesting that our idea of a community-based conservation centre and what that might mean might have more merit than one person who I think has run for mayor who wanted to let all the animals out and have it as a communal shared space for, I don't know, monkeys riding sheep or something. Who knows what the plan was? So anyway, the council decided that, well, they didn't want to close it in election year, so they'd give us a shot, which was good of them, which resulted in a few quick decisions and a few interesting conversations at work where I was currently employed as the TUI brand manager. And so that resulted in a leaving gift from the Saatchi's boys, who are one of our creative agencies, which I'll share with you now. I'd obviously done their homework because at the time, fair enough. And we moved to Nelson a week before we were, or less than that, before we were due to take over the place because well, there was a few circumstances which held us in Auckland rather late. But anyway, we hit the ground and ran into the interesting situation that was Natureland at the time. And look, to be honest, the council should have closed it. They really should have. It was a unique collection of things that we're very proud to say looks nothing like it did 2 years ago. And that's been the dedication of and leadership of Meg in many ways. I'm very pleased to be able to help out a little bit. But the dedication of a lot of our volunteers and staff and the support of the council who said, yep, we believe that that you guys have a vision for this place and you can make it work. So what is that vision? That's this community conservation centre. And what that means to us is that it's such a unique space that's right at the beach, that's at the place where, you know, all of Christchurch and half of the rest of the country want to come and spend their holiday time anyway. It's really a fabulous spot. And that brings people. And what we want to do with the space is to share the work of all the fabulous organizations that are out in the hills that are trapping rats and stoats and looking for care nests and doing this great work that most people don't know about and most people really can't get a view of. So our dream for the space is to have our doors open to have other organizations be able to just share and use us as a bit of a mouthpiece, as a shop front for what they were doing. The interesting thing is people had a hard time going, oh, yeah, is this for real? You just want to let us in and give us the stuff for free and the space for free. And yeah, that's it really. Our belief is that no one person or organization, whether that's Doc or anyone from there, has all the answers to the problem that is biodiversity loss and, you know, restoring the fabulous ecosystems that are in our area. And we believe that's everyone working together. And so our little piece of that is Natureland and putting all our effort into making sure that that's viable and that's a place that kids can come and experience that up close and personal with animals and that connection that builds. But also that connection back to, well, hey, this is the amazing work that Project Janzoon are doing in the Abel Tasman or the Kakariki or the other things that we're going to be able to participate in breeding for them to release back out there. Or the work that Brook Sanctuary or the Abel Tasman Birdsong Trust or any of these organizations are doing that we just really want to champion and show what that's about. So if you haven't been to Natureland for a while, please come and say hello. We'd love to see you down there. So that's our little story. That's our pet project. Thanks.